question is asked in the halakha. A person is making the kiddush, let's say on their Shabbat, the Baal HaBayit, and he has a difficult time drinking the wine. He cannot drink revi'it or a mouthful. It's too much for him. So he wants to know, can he make the kiddush and let somebody else drink for him? Is that the proper way to do it? Or is there a better way to do it? So Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch, Resh Ayin Aleph, in Se'if Yud Dalet, Im lo ta'am ha-mekadesh, if the mekadesh did not taste from the wine, v'ta'am echad mehamesubim kimlo lugmat, but one of the people who was around listening to the kiddush drank the shi'ud, yatsa, b'di'avar, it's okay. V'en shetiyat shenayim mitztarefet kimlo lugmat. But you cannot mitztaref two people. That means, let's say, between giving the cup to 3-4 people, they'll be able to collectively drink the shi'ur. That's no good. Bekol makom, mitzvah min ha-mubhar, shi'it'amu kulam. The mitzvah min ha-mubhar, everybody should just taste it. Stam, it's a mitzvah. One person should drink the shi'ur, everybody's mitzvah to taste it. The yeshomrim, dechivan dechulam ta'amu kimlo lugmav. Again, the kevan, the ben kulam, ta'amu kimno lugmav, yatsu, the shtiyat kulam, mitztarefet the shi'ur. Maran brings a yesh omrim that says that really, b'di'abad, if everybody tasted it, you can count it collectively. So therefore, we have two opinions in Sofa Maran. We have three opinions. First, he says the mekadesh is there. If he can't drink, then we saw that there's opinions that say, let somebody else drink the shi'ur. And there are some opinions that say that you can even make a collective shi'ur. Then Maran concludes, "Vageonim sovrim, the geonim hold she'im lo ta'am mekadesh lo yatsa." The geonim want to say that if the mekadesh did not taste from the wine, lo yatsa. V'ra'uy lachush ledivrehem, and therefore it's proper to be concerned about that opinion. The Mishnah Berura says, that it should be lechatechila careful. Ubdi abad eskimu arbe acharonim deafilu shetiyat kol ha-mesubim mitztarfim demlo lugmav. Ach shelo yeshe al yedei shetiyat kulam yotel mechdei achilat paris. So therefore the rule is like this. Really, if the mekadesh cannot drink a full shi'ur, lechatechila he should not make the kiddush. They should give it to somebody else. Because really, Maran is saying, you should suspect the opinions of the Geonim that say that the Mekadesh himself has to drink the proper shi'ur. So the guy tells you at the beginning, listen, I cannot drink it. So don't give it to him. Let somebody else make the Kiddush. But let's say he's a Baal HaBayit or he's a rabbi or something like that. You're not going to give it to somebody else. You want to give him the Kavod. So then you can rely on the Abad. But it's better for him to taste it at least. Let him say whatever he gave from the Kishon, but let him take a little sip at least, and then let him give it to somebody else to finish it off. And if even they cannot do that, b'di'avad of the b'di'avad, you can pass it around to everybody, as long as collectively they drink the shi'ur, but they have to drink it within a certain period of time. Which is about 4 minutes, let's say. But it should be done, it should be easy to do. But again, one should not rely on these opinions, the chetahila, so I'll make the kiddush and you drink. No, the chetahila, the one that makes the kiddush, should be the one that's drinking. However, in a case that we're giving an example over here, so then one is able to rely on the other two options. The next question was, good, let's say it's just the husband and the wife. There are two people, husband and wife. The wife is not going to make the kiddush. She doesn't know how to make the kiddush. She listens to the kiddush. Husband says, "Sabri Maranan, but if they give him because it's a Shabbat, he can't drink the shi'ur. He's, whatever. He can't drink wine. He's sick. He's not feeling well. Can his wife drink the shi'ur for him?" So Gemara says, the rabbi says, "Sure. Why? Because she's obligated in kiddush as well. So therefore, the wife is able to drink the shi'ur, and the yotzeh. Not only that, you have a child who's a bar mitzvah, or bat mitzvah for that matter. It's also no problem. The gedolim, the hayav and the kiddush. So therefore, if the father can't drink, gives it to his son. She drinks, or gives it to his daughter that's 12 years old, can drink as well. Which means, so long as the person that's drinking is hayav and the kiddush, so it doesn't matter how old they are. I mean, they don't have to be adults. They can be 13 or 12 years old, and they can be, you would say, the inyan. But again, there should be one more condition that must be pointed out. The one that's drinking from the wine has to be part of the kiddush. He's not just a random guy that's standing there that heard what they gave, but he made kiddush already somewhere else. So, yeah, I'll drink the wine for you. No, he's got to be part of the mitzvah of the kiddush. I mean, he's being yotze kiddush, or b'nei p'nei gefen, and the mekadesh of Shabbat. Just that the mekadesh cannot drink. But if a person's tam coming over there, standing there, so I'll be the designated drinker. But did you hear kiddush ready? Yeah, I heard kiddush ready before. So no, then already we're not going to be lenient on that. The person has to be. So there's certain conditions for this to work over here. But again, the chetahida, you should always choose somebody that's able to drink the proper shiur. That's the opinion of Maran.